The revolution is erotic.
It opened up a whole new world for me. In that moment, I felt just completely held.
Accept my body and the other one. Just be and feel. Hello, welcome back to Sex in Berlin. I am Nike and today we are celebrating the start of the second season together. This time we publish every episode also in English. For the second season, we've broadened our horizon and set off for new shores. Intensive research, exciting workshop and funny stories. We've become hungry for more. Although Berlin is a popular city for sex-positive experience, let's explore other sex-positive places. Leipzig, Paris, Zürich, Stockholm or Oberlethe. Where can we find the power of sex? And what does it actually mean? Season 2 continues with hot inspiration, great people and slippery affairs. But today we are staying in Berlin again. Somehow we can't quite let it go yet. We discover Liquid Love in Kreuzberg, one of Berlin's most vibrant districts, as the event name suggests. It's going to be very fluid. The Liquid Love series is organized by Katharina Kraus and Victoria Etherington. And this time I was at the female edition. Together they create a mixture of breathwork, warming cacao drinking and a touching undressing ritual. And the joint creation of a very special experience of sensuality and intimacy. It also become very slippery. But what exactly is liquid love? What does oily sensuality feel like between naked bodies? Maybe Katharina Kraus can help us. Let's ask her. Katharina, thank you for coming. It's so nice that we see each other again. Last time I was in your space, in a co-working space, also here in Kreuzberg, and I was full of oil. The oil was dripping out of my hair, and I looked a little strange, but I was so happy and so full of energy because I just experienced the wonderful liquid love with you and your colleague and all the people from this wonderful group. And I left the apartment and I was totally energized and I ran away home and I thought this was really liquid love. So thank you for coming to have this talk together.
Thank you for having me.
So how would you describe your work and why you're doing liquid love?
I'm a sexologist based in Berlin. I do sex life coaching. I hold embodiment practices and a space for very different workshops. It could be diverse from the spectrum of self-pleasure to dirty services. That's like a new format with some kinky, dominant and submissive introductions. So what I really love is to get people out of their comfort zones and make them feel even more comfortable, because then they can claim more space for themselves and empower each other. And through the movement of erotic and sensual touch, I believe that we nourish each other really well. And the liquid love is something that I have discovered as a participant years ago. And I just thought I would love to hold a safer space for human beings that they can explore this and experience that more, because we don't have enough touch and enough sensuality in the world. So I would love to bring more of that. And I'm really thankful that there are so many people like you walking out of the space fulfilled with loving or caring or just joyful energies.
So what is dirty services?
Yeah, it was just a word game from me and my colleague, who's a sexological body worker, and we always try to embody things that we have in mind, like our fantasies partly can become true in role plays. So for example, we would do a little introduction to shibari bondage so that somebody can try something out with ropes, or people that like to just explore a bit of their kinky side. So for example, what you read in a book might be really exciting to you or arousing, but then transforming that to your real life is something totally different. And many people don't like to do that in their partnerships. Some need a trustful relationship to do so. And we would like to create a space in between that you come together with strangers, but with consent games and practices, you will learn really quickly how to trust and rely upon each other so that you can open up and maybe show some of your really undiscovered truths.
To be naked in a pool full of oil and full of strangers, this was not a fantasy of mine, but now it totally is. So I really enjoyed this idea of you. How would you describe liquid love? How does it happen? What can we learn there? How do you provide it?
I love when it's reverse, when you get more fantasies out of an action. So to become like a cuddle puddle, oily, drippy, slippery, in a space where you are able to take clothes off, as many as you want, and with each piece you leave something behind that is shaming you or making you feel guilty or sad or heavy. And my idea is to create this circle where you can basically individually see each other and yourself in a very authentic way. It's a pure and vulnerable feeling to get undressed together. First of all, we are breathing together so that everybody can calm down their nervous system. You're going to be soothed by a warm cup of cacao. And if you have this pure cacao, it's going to energize you a little bit and hopefully take away some of your fears. We share this, of course. So as every emotion is welcome, I am really thankful for people that are opening up and telling us what they are really afraid of, that maybe they have experience with where somebody was crossing their boundaries, and that's why maybe they don't feel comfortable in a space with strangers and being touched by strangers, or losing your sense of sight and then fully unknown being touched by whatever hand or foot. But all the body parts come together. So as we are getting naked or half naked into a pool, and I'm pouring oil over the people, so it's really nice warm temperature. There's a scent of lavender essential oil to it, so that's very soothing and calming. And then you are dripping of oil because you are just smashing it on your body everywhere. So it's like a shower. And after this warm oil shower, we get in touch with each other very slowly from pace to pace, like first touching your foot, then touching a foot of another person. And after a while, there's some guidance from the outside where you could, if you want, put a blindfold on and then lose your sense of sight so that you can focus better on your sense of touch. And then you just feel an immersive, yeah, touchy experience of where body parts are just no different. I mean, it's really hard to be touched in body parts that are sexualized by society, but it's really important body parts that also want to have touch and want to experience a caring, a loving form of touch that is not only objectifying. And I think that we can have that, and I felt that we have that. And that was just beautiful to watch, really. I'm always bursting out into tears when I'm circling this pool of these beautiful bodies, just sliding over each other. They're laughing a lot together. There's some sighs and some moaning of just simple pleasure. It's really a childish, loving, sensual, sometimes even erotic experience. And from the outside, it just looks like a magical alienate space. And I'm always so fulfilled of gratitude and worship of humans and bodies and the way that we can interact with each other with love. So liquid love, oily love, oily pleasure, just the simple, very exciting and even sometimes arousing feelings. And it's all welcome and it's not directed towards anyone. And even sometimes some people start kissing a little bit because they just use their lips to caress or to explore the skin of the other parts. And it's just beautiful that people are doing that without feeling the pressure to be sexy or to become sexual with each other and just feel and just do what feels right in that moment.
And to have the space to interact in this wonderful, weird, super new way. So we asked someone who experienced it and she told us their story.
I'm Vicky, I'm 33 and I'm originally from Bulgaria and England. And I used to work in the tech sector here in Berlin, and I'm currently working as a psychedelic coach, so supporting people in preparing for and also integrating psychedelic experiences, as well as running legal retreats in Holland and offering breathwork sessions in Berlin. So this is how I came to Liquid Love. I'm originally from Bulgaria and Britain, so I grew up all over the world. Actually, we traveled a lot, but I spent, say, my more formative years in England, and especially in London. And I'm realizing now, actually, through this journey, that my relationship to touch was, in a sense, very limited to sexual contact. And especially in the context of England, in the context of, being, let's say, in social environments with your friends, the party, very often you'd be approached as a woman from behind. So the guys would come behind you. It's kind of predatory when I think about it now, but it was so normalized. It would just be like, oh, okay. And your friends would give you a sign because they can see him and you can't, like, yes, no. And then you could maybe turn around. And the expectation at that point is already, if you've not moved away, that probably you would kiss them right away. So there was so much in that space that was actually transgressing boundaries. And so I realized that in the process of growing up there, I actually started to set my boundary really, really way before my real boundary would have been, in order to avoid any uncomfortable situations or conversations. And I never really allowed myself to play with sensuality or touch in a way, because it felt like the expectation would be it would have to lead to something sexual. And also, I think in the way I grew up, like, there wasn't so much physical touch. And so even among friends, it wasn't so common. And some years ago now, I came across Liquid Love, actually in the context of a friend's gathering. It was a two-day weekend. It was just a name on the program. Sounded cool. I was with my partner at the time, so we just went to the space. At the time, it was supposed to start, and started to check in with everybody. It was people we knew mostly. It felt very safe, but nobody knew what it was. And so eventually the organizers came and gave a beautiful introduction and told us very clearly, right, we're going to go into this room that's behind us. It's warm in there. We've put out some plastic on the floor, and everybody will have the opportunity, if they want, to get as undressed as they would like to. And we'll give some oil, and we'll begin kind of exploring and touching. And the invitation was to wear a blindfold. And it was really interesting, because in the introduction, it was beautifully given, and the organizer mentioned it doesn't have to be a sexual experience. And we were a mixed group, and I think at that point, especially my partner and I, we looked at each other and were like, how could this not be a sexual experience? And of course, we weren't in an open relationship in that moment, or hadn't explored anything, let's say, with other people. So also is this question of, okay, do we want to do this actually within the partnership with friends? But there was something about the environment, the fact that we would have blindfolds as well, was introduced really interestingly, because someone who was in the space had participated in Liquid Love before, and they said for them, not being able to see who is around them had been really important, because you lose a sense of who am I touching, what am I touching. You're not grasping for anyone. No one is touching you specifically, and so it's just touch. And that really appealed to me. So we decided to go, and interestingly, nobody in the room left. So even though hardly anyone knew, and I think for me this speaks to the beauty of the introduction and the safety in the space. And so we moved into the space. I think everyone was, a little curious, the little anticipation. We got undressed and put on our blindfolds, and we were guided into the area and asked to sit down. And eventually people came around with this really beautiful smelling warm oil that was poured onto our hands. We were invited to connect with it, connect with our body initially. and eventually with the music to begin moving. Very slowly, very gently, with the invitation, you know, not to grab or squeeze anybody, just to explore, almost like kind of contact dancing. That was the way it was introduced to us then. And I was really surprised, I have to say. It opened up a whole new world for me, because I realized in that moment I felt just completely held. And I had bodies at some point in contact with almost every part of my skin, which is our biggest organ. And it felt really nourishing, really connecting. I didn't know who was around me or where I was. So there was this kind of darkness in the space. It was warm. And I remember different textures of skins. So sometimes you would feel very smooth skin, or perhaps rougher skin or hair. And at some point it didn't matter. It was just interesting. It was curious. It was beautiful to experience the differences as well. And it felt really nourishing, like being in, for me, it really felt like being in a womb. Just being held in this warm, constant touch, feeling very safe.
You have a Medusa on your arm, you have a tattoo. What are you giving to other people? So what is your special power, and how do you like to spread your really intense, nice energy, and how do you give it to other people? I feel it's a revolutionary act to just be erotic and to just feel sexually or physically all right. I think that's already something really radical. And it took me a long, long path of overcoming sexual abuse, overcoming all the societal suppression and sexualization in order to really feel like the sexual being I want to be. And the Medusa is kind of my spirit animal, because they are just existing very unbothered, and they are floating through the sea. They are super aesthetic and sensual, and they have sex just floating next to each other. They're not even touching. And the sexual center of them is where we were supposed to have a brain, or where we would assume a brain in the head. So this really makes me feel like our headspace, the fantasies that we have, is the actual sexuality that we live, and the body is just one expression of it. And I just love this symbolization, and I think we should just all become more sexual, but not feel forced to be so, and just be sexual to an extent where we want to be. And I was really sexualized my whole life. And I always thought to get over sexualization, the good way would be to desexualize myself. But then I found out, actually, if I just take over my own sexuality and I own it and I own my body, it just helps me to be myself, to be more authentic. And this authentic self is an expression of mine that I would love to, guide or support others with.
Sometimes I listen to a podcast about sex, thinking afterwards, now I want more. You know what I mean. Luckily, I recently discovered Lustry, a platform for very special porn. What I like about it? It's the authenticity. Couples from all over the world film themselves and share their real and private sex lives on Lustry. They laugh, talk, pause, or demonstrate consent and safer sex and contraception during the intimate moments. It's documentary porn, so to speak, curated by Lustry, that I really like. And there's something for everyone. Vanilla, kinky, BDSM, tantra, outdoor sex, tutorial, masturbation, group scenarios, queer, trans, hetero, homo. Really everyone. You can find a lot about the topic of the podcast episode on Lustry. For example, in a video by Jack and Jill, a couple living in Las Vegas. In the video, Jack talks about how oil massage can bring a relaxing slowness during sex. If you also want to find out how Jack discovered his sensuality as a self-care routine and during sex, why not take a look at Lastry? With the exclusive landing page, lastry.com/sex-in-Berlin, all new subscribers receive 50% discount. You can find all information and the discount in the show notes or go directly to lastry.com. Enjoy. When we all had to undress in front of each other and we took something off and we told the others what we want to leave behind us, like shame or fear or violence or like a bad body feeling or something, you started it. And it was so intense and so heartbreaking what you told us, and everyone else also they were all so open up, and it was so hard to feel also this. It was very sad also. I felt all this violence which you have on your body for years, and you grew up especially as a girl or in a female body, that your whole body, it should be different and it should be like this, and you have to show it or don't show it, or you show too much or whatever, and then you get old or not. And there's so much like from outside what is not good with you, and everyone in the circle were sharing something like this. And it was so nice to see this hard and sad and very rough story which everyone told us. And after that you saw all these wonderful persons, and they were glowing and full of oil, and they were happy, and they were smiling and giggling, and they hold each other in their arms, and they touched each other still after this whole experience, and you felt the connection and all this power which you created with us in this room to support each other and to see each other with a lot of hurt. And that there's a way to let it go and to accept my body and the other one, and to just be and feel and yeah, be a little bit less hurt, because we shared so much love and so much liquids also, which was really, really, really nice. So what would you say, Katharina, what is the power of sex?
The power of sex. Yeah, I think the revolution is erotic, and I think that through power of love and sensuality and eroticism and just unapologetically living your authentic life and living your authentic being, feeling homely in your body, melting into each other, surrender into these sadnesses that you were describing. I'm going to cry because it's the immensity of pain that we all go through and that we all carry through generations of traumatic violence. I think that we can really break it when we embody love and sexuality, and when we are de-taboizing talking about this, and when we are sharing, we can hold space for each other, and when we can be there for each other, and these connections and these bonds, I think they are more powerful than any fragmentation or any distance. So if anyone ever wants to tear us apart and isolate us so that we suffer alone, we can overcome it through connection and through vulnerability, showing ourselves to the others. And I think that this purity and sensuality and also sexuality can just win in the end.
So strange. I feel super sad. I feel like overwhelmed in a way. And yeah, I was also so sad when I heard all the feelings and the stories of the other persons, or women mostly. And it's still there, that I still see so many people so deeply hurt. And on the other hand, I think it's so time to get to heal in a way, and to stop this violence around us, from patriarchy and every kind of horrible things which is around us. Thank you so much for opening this space and to provide yourself in such a vulnerable way, because the way you can do it, it helps me so much to believe that it's possible to show my own feelings and my own self, and I can be a little bit more open because there are someone like you.
Oh, I'm really grateful for you mirroring these emotions, because the sadness needs a space also to be allowed and accepted and welcomed. It's something that is so easy to just push away and aside and down. So it's still subconsciously there, and this grief or this weight is still in us. But I think that we can lift each other up just by accepting it and allowing it. So my devotion is really for any gender, for any person individually, to try to overcome shame and guilt and just empower each other with love. And just, yeah, it's so powerful to just be seen by somebody and hear that you are just beautiful as you are, and you're just perfect as you are. There's no need to be something. You can just be yourself. And I mean, all these traumatic experiences that I have overcome was just through the support and love of others, and just the acceptance of my vulnerable or hurt little soul. So for me, this is really something I would love to give further. I would love to just support others with this.
So let's lift each other up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oily bodies, a sensual touch, nudity, and a lot of fun, allowing yourself to be vulnerable, to show the emotions connecting to it, and a warm feeling of creating a very special evening together. That's the power of sex at Liquid Love. Thank you for listening today. I hope the episode could give you some of Kati's and Victoria's inspiring energy. Is Liquid Love now on your bucket list? I can highly recommend it. Kati and Victoria organizing Liquid Love in all gender and Flinter editions. Have a look at our show notes. You'll find all the information about Kati and Victoria there. Send us love letters on social media or feedback at info@studio36.berlin. You can find the link to our social media channels and the synth.berlin website in the show notes. Credits. Sex in Berlin is a Studio 36 production. This episode is presented together with Lustry and Einhorn. Host, Nike Wessel. Editorial team, Amelie Gante, Maike Bolsinger. Post-production and sound design, Amadeus Lindemann, Steffen Mohenweg.